98 FM's
Good morning and happy Friday. We are live from Bewley's on Grafton Street, just to prove it. Jeez, we have great sound effects here, don't we?
We do. Everybody looks amazing. Thank you so much for getting dressed up.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
I don't even remember us asking you to get dressed up. Specifically said, I'm the only person to be dressed up, but sure, that's fine.
Did you even bring prizes for dressing up?
Yeah. We've got so much over the next 2 hours or so to get through. This is going to, it's just like Dublin Talks. Pack show.
Yeah.
First things first, we thought we might kick it off with, well, she's incredible. When I was 13, I didn't have a million of anything, maybe hickeys. But this amazing woman, Ali Sherlock, has a million subscribers on YouTube. She's been on Ellen. You can see her busking on the streets, but we brought her inside here out to cold to play a song from a movie I still haven't seen.
A Star Is Born. You haven't seen it yet?
Is it great? Yeah. Everybody's always, yeah, it's fab, but yeah. I still haven't seen it.
It's a movie that'll make you cry, so you'll love it.
Okay.
Super, yeah, cool. Yeah. So please welcome Ali Sherlock.
Searching for, or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I found myself longing change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Thank you.
Wow, Ali Sherlock, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy. Everybody was supposed to be serving breakfast there, but we all just kind of stopped and went, no. Let's just listen to this song. That was amazing, Ali.
Wow.
We'll have a proper chat with you in a couple of minutes, if that's okay, because I want to know all about your life and it'll make you completely famous. Never mind Ellen. But it's time to play Greedy Goods, isn't it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Five questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Goods.
Okay, so it's going to be a little bit different today. We're going to take one of our lovely audience members and play Greedy Goods with them.
Can you describe this person to me?
I know what their name is, okay. If that's okay. Right. So, can Leslie please stand up?
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes. You tell me where to go. Left, right?
Straight in front of you.
Straight in front of you. Yeah. Oh, well, that's handy. She disappeared. Will we go sit down somewhere? Do you want to hear? Here. Yeah, you sit down. And the whole point is to make you
Leslie's
comfy.
Dressed as the Grinch.
Leslie, why'd you dress as the Grinch?
I don't know. I just wanted to.
Okay, that's a very Grinch thing to say. You're in character, I understand. Leslie, have you ever heard of Greedy Goods before in your whole life?
I have.
Okay, so are you ready to win 500 euro? Possibly.
If everyone helps me.
Oh, I don't know. Is that allowed?
I don't know. Hang on.
You can't Google.
Allowed?
Are we allowed?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, let's split the cash between 60 people. Woohoo! Yay. Go.
Okay, five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
25 euro.
Spinning around, people are looking at the answers to my sheets, Cooper. How do I look? There's eyes everywhere. Look, I can't go here. I'll go back here. The Bewley staff are sound.
Watch out for the Bewley staff. They'll actually, you know, try and get the answers too.
Will they?
Yeah.
What are you saying about Bewley staff?
This is what they're like.
They're lovely. For 25 euro, Leslie, according to the Christmas tradition, what do people do under the mistletoe?
Keep it clean.
They kiss.
Yeah, they do.
So, Leslie, you've got 25 euro. Do you want to just take that and go out down Grafton Street, go shopping?
No, I'll continue.
All right.
Hit it, Andy.
50 euro.
Yes. Andy's back at base. So if you hear me say hit it, Andy, it means Andy is looking out the window. For 50 euro, what Christmas song was released by Band Aid in 1984?
Do They Know It's Christmas?
Would be correct.
Yes. All right, Leslie, you now have 50 euro. What you going to do? The next one's worth 100.
I'm going to continue.
You have it?
Going to continue.
All right.
Oh, my God.
100 euro.
See, we're luring her into a false sense of security here, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all easy. She's like, I'll go on, whatever.
I'd hate to get this question.
Les.
No, everybody Google.
She knows it to play.
A lot of people have their phones out. On what day will Christmas Day fall this year?
Tuesday.
Here.
It's not the chase. You can't be asking the audience.
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when your mum is coughing in the background.
It's Tuesday.
Live it.
All right, well done.
Yeah.
Leslie, you got 100 euro.
It's going to continue.
Okay.
250 euro.
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. So I'm getting into the character already, I'm sorry. The panda doesn't start for a couple of minutes.
No.
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, right?
Now you're in character.
What was Mr. Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
Who's playing?
Who's that? We'll have her taken out.
Yeah, Bewley staff, will you remove this? Ebenezer would be correct.
Yes.
Also an amazing dance tune from the early 90s.
Oh yeah, Ebenezer good. Okay, Leslie, congratulations. You have won so far 250 euro. Now here's the dealio, right? Don't get too excited. This could all go wrong.
It's
you could lose it.
No, I've all my friends here. It's not going to. give us a hint.
The next question is question number 5.
It's actually not something now, Alius, that you wouldn't know straight away.
Oh, I actually don't think I know this.
You could go and then you wouldn't get there, would you?
I get to
get away from his notes.
It's another person to be.
This is Claus trying to get in Cooper's notes. It's worth 500 euro, Leslie. What would you like to do?
Okay, I'll go.
Here we go for it.
Yeah. All right.
500 euro.
Best
of
luck, Leslie.
Okay, here we go. See, you're gonna know what I mean when I. Right. On the 10th day of Christmas, what did my true love give to me? Hit the timer. The timer, Andy.
There we go. Quick.
10
Norwegians. What did she say?
Well, go with the studio audience. What do you think? Did she get there in time? Well, I'll give it to her. Congratulations, you won 500 euro.
Thank you, everybody.
Yay. Oh. Oh, finally, somebody's paying for breakfast this morning.
So there you go. If you're wondering how to win 500 euro on 98FM's Greedy Goats, it's simple. You just get 98FM to organise a massive listener party and get them all to chip in.
Simple as that. Congratulations, Leslie. 500 euro. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. We're live from Bewley's and Grafton Street. Our panto is going to be happening in less than 20 minutes' time. You don't want to miss it. And we'll be back with some Christmas music from Kylie, Santa Baby, next in the Big Breakfast.
The sound of the city. Cooper and Luke. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Kylie. Santa Baby on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast live from Bewley's on Grafton Street.
I know. We can't get you to cheer every time because you have mouths full of food.
Yeah, they've literally...
You're like, love it. Scrambling.
Oh, man, those sausages look mega.
I know.
Give me your black pudding there,
yeah.
Mrs.
Look,
I just got...
A three-course meal they got. Can we go chat to this amazing girl here now, or a woman, lady, person, non-gender specific. It's 2018.
You nailed it, Luke.
You know what I mean? I just want to cover all the bases. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
My God. So, we should just end it there. Do you remember what you were doing at 13? What were you doing at 13?
Sleeping.
Sleeping, yeah, exactly. Sleeping, yeah. At this hour, normally 13-year-olds are
I never
sleeping.
Saw this time of day when I was 13.
This is incredible. Like, the yodel boy, all right? The yodeling kid in Walmart. That came in at number one on the most watched video on YouTube. Now, I don't know if you know, but the yodeling Walmart boy, his just demands are ridiculous. He wants at least a couple of grand to come on the show, and his rider is ridiculous. He wants, like, a load of Fanta that's already opened. But Ali, on the other hand, her rider was way more easy to provide. So we said we get her on the show instead. You're the third most watched video on YouTube. That's incredible.
That is really good.
You got a million subscribers on YouTube, and you seem like a normal person, which is great. But you sing like, I mean, we just heard you sing From A Star Is Born, which is incredible. Everybody just stopped eating. Even some of the kids here who are falling asleep woke up and got a weird feeling in their tummy. Do you enjoy playing the guitar and singing to a crowd? Is it a buzz you get off of that you do it for?
Yes.
Yeah?
I wouldn't do it otherwise. Yeah. So, yeah.
And in Cork, you bust down in Cork as well?
Well, I started with Cork.
Yeah.
Then I started going to Dublin about like 6 months later.
It's better.
It is much better. But then I actually stopped busking in Cork because Dublin was just so much better.
Too lucrative.
Yeah. And you also signed with a record label, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Which is incredible. Congratulations. Yeah.
You've signed with Ryan Tedder's record label for Maroon 5, isn't it?
No.
No?
Not Maroon 5.
Who is it?
It's One Republic.
Oh, One Republic. Ah, you know yourself. They're all musicians.
He's awfully funny. I mean, but this is mad. I mean, you're on Ellen. So in comparison to now being on the Big Breakfast Christmas panto, what's the difference between being on Ellen and being here? Is there a lot more food, I'd say, is there?
Yes, there's definitely a lot more food.
Less dancing as well.
Yeah, less dancing. what's the dream? Like, where are you in like 5 years besides doing your Leaving Cert?
Hopefully playing in a really big arena. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, no, I don't see any reason why not.
Yeah.
Look, you've already proven that you're an amazing singer, but we'd like to get something off you now, maybe from Meghan Trainor, that I'll Be Home track. I do believe you're going to have a sing song about. All right, we'll take it away.
Ali Sherlock.
Ali Sherlock, ladies and gentlemen.
The Christmas caroling. I found my way back home and light up every tree. We can hang our stockings for you and one for me. Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. The winter love is spreading everywhere. I'll be your I'll be home. I promise I'll be home. Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. So to wrap your gifts with all your love and care. Summer came and took off with the spring. So now we start the Christmas caroling. I'll find my way. Promise I'll be home. I promise I'll be home.
Ali Sherlock, thank you so much. Absolutely amazing. It's 98 FM's.
A superstar, Ali! Don't ever forget that.
Will you please sign something for him before he freaks out altogether?
Well, go ahead. News and sports, do traffic and all that.
All right, cool. It's 98 FM.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Welcome to this year's brand new 98 FM Panto, live from the magical winter wonderland that is Bewley's on Grafton Street.
This morning we bring you a very special show from the most renowned pantomime actress in the land.
We have a star-studded cast from the Olympia, the Helix, the Red Cow.
And keep an eye out for a very special guest from Coppers the Musical. It's coming back to the Olympia this year and everything. It's brilliant. Next year. It's the good-looking lad on the left there. No, your left. Stage left.
A long time ago, in a faraway land, lived a king and queen who had both found true love after many, 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 many previous relationships. They wanted nothing but a child of their own. And finally, one day, the dream came true, and they were blessed with a beautiful daughter who filled their hearts with love and their lives with joy. The king and queen wanted a baby princess to have the best guardians in the land, and called upon two fairy godmothers of old who would have this task well in hand.
How are you? I'm Fairy Stuffy Scrumptious, so called because I'm good enough to eat. You name it, Nylera.
What's the story? I'm Fairly Scintillating, so called because I'm sparkling, bright, and occasionally flashing. Oh, sister, I love the dress. What label is it? D and G?
No, XXL. I don't understand why it's this size, though, because I only drink milk, and I'm only called Stew because of me hourglass figure.
Yeah, well, pity all the sand settled in the wrong places. My friend died once from drinking milk.
Go away. Was it sour?
The cow fell on him.
Everyone in the kingdom was invited to a party to celebrate the birth of the new princess, when in walked a messenger from a faraway land.
Greetings, your majesties. I am the Chamberlain of the King Quilty from the land of the Big Ride Home. 4-7 weekdays on 98 FM. Buddy is my name, and I bid you good tidings on the birth of the princess. King Quilty has chosen her to become the future wife of the Crown Prince Gorgeous.
Thanks, love.
The prince's name is Gorgeous. I'm sorry.
Oh, how do you do, sorry? I'm Scintillating.
And I'm Scrumptious. I've never met anyone named Sorry before.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry I'm part of this. Needless to say, this went on for a while. Buddy the Chamberlain did not come alone, however, and insisted the king and queen meet their future son-in-law.
I have taken the liberty of booking the wedding venue for 16 years' time. At the rate hotel bedrooms are going these days, you can't be too careful. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the court, allow me to introduce the royal prince. Come on out, little Prince Gorgeous!
The door flung open and in walked the prince. The king inquired, "Well, hello, little prince. How old are you?"
5 and a half years old, your mastership.
I've heard of artistic license, but who's going to believe anyone near that age?
Well, people work always say out of the mind of a 5-year-old anyway. Now, back to the script that I haven't written or read anyway. My daddy said when I'm all grown up, I get to marry a princess. Where is she? Huh?
Suddenly, the lights and castle flickered. Thunder roared and a gust of wind as a storm. Ophelia burst open the doors. A figure of fog walked towards the newborn princess. And no, it wasn't Theresa Mannion doing a weather report. It was the evilest of all fairies. It was.
How would you ever be silent? At least when you're on the radio in the kitchen, I can turn you off.
Judging by the look of you, I bet you've turned a few people off.
Silence!
Sorry.
I'm the fairy liquid because I'm usually green with envy, can get stains out with a flash, and like a rose bush, I'm always tawny and fragrant.
Like a rose bush, all right. Good in beds, but better against the wall.
Enough! I see you're having a little christening party without me. Well, good thing I turned up uninvited, because I have a little gift for the new princess, which is the curse of death.
Ooh.
On her 16th birthday, she'll grasp a spindler's spindle. It will prick her little finger and her life will start to dwindle. She'll be carted off, dead in a coffin, on a hearse. This from me is your princess's happy birthday curse. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, no, it's not.
It is.
The evil queen disappeared in a flash, and the king proclaimed that to save his princess, all sewing wheels would be banished from the land. He pleaded with the fairies for help.
Your Majesty, we can't remove the curse, but should the princess be pricked...
Watch it.
This mortal coil she will not shed. She'll slumber quietly in her bed.
Oh, we better get out of here and hide the princess from all those little pricks. We'll be back when the curse is...
Did no one beat Otis?
We'll be back when the curse is lifted and the prince turns 16.
We join Beauty now after almost 16 long years in hiding. Somewhere out in Stepaside, I think. On the day before her sweet 16th, she's tending to her best friend and closest confidant, her horse, Nolene.
Oh, Nolene, I can't wait for my birthday tomorrow. It's going to be ever so joyous. There will be balloons and cake, and my aunts have promised me such a wonderful surprise.
Just then, Beauty was interrupted by a stable boy.
Ah, what's the story, love? Sorry to have sneaked up on you there while you were talking to your horse.
Oh, it's quite all right. Who are you?
Oh, the name's Gino. I work as a stable boy in the castle. I also clamp illegally parked horses from time to time. But, you know, I can see you've displayed a ticket on yours.
She's got a name. It's Nolene.
Well, that's the most unusual name for a horse. Nolene.
Not Nolene. It's Nolene.
Well, yeah, that's what you said. Nolene. It looked out be a melt. Anyway, the castle is in massive preparations for a big, massive ball for the princess tomorrow.
Oh, I like the sound of a big ball. What a coincidence. Tomorrow is my birthday too. Oh dear, you've dropped your riding crop.
Me what? Oh yeah, me stick yoke for the horse. Yeah, one second, grab it.
Just then, Beauty and Gino bent over. Their heads bumped and they shared a small, sweet kiss.
Oh, I feel something stirring inside me.
Dodgy spice bag.
Gino! Gino, where are you? There's a horse illegally parked down here!
Oh, crap. Hey, we gotta go, Mrs.
Wait! Will I ever see you again? Don't go!
And with that, her Gino in shining armor was gone.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Will Beauty ever meet a stable boy again? Will she be safe from Fairy Liquid's evil spell? We'll be back after this!
Nice. The Sound. The Sound of the City. Cooper and Luke. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
And so the big day arrives. Thank you very much. And so the big day arrived. Beauty was to return to the castle to live out her life as a princess, but she had other things on her mind.
Fairies! I've just met the man of my dreams and had the most amazing kiss.
Never mind, Dad. We're going to be late for the ball and you look and smell like a stable.
Don't worry, love. I'm going to make it a Bella de Ball. Chanel, Dior, Prada, Gucci. Time to make you hoochie-coochie. With this spell, no dress will be dreary. One, two, three.
I'm Darren Cleary.
The fairy godmothers had only to keep Beauty away from a spindle until midnight to break the evil fairy's wicked spell. Prince Gorgeous has returned to marry his princess, now 21 years old, and at least 3 inches taller. Although, from what I heard, he's now all wax and no wick.
Stop that, thanks very much. Please, please, no autographs, guys, and just another person. Just very good looking. I just so happen to be a member of the royal family, and of course, I'm the most beautiful man in the world. Where's my mirror? Buddy, where's my mirror?
Of course, your gorgeousness. Here it is, here it is.
Oh, look at that. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent. What more could that princess ask for?
Modesty would be nice.
Well, what's that?
Modesty, yeah. Beauty and her fairy godmothers made their way to the party in the castle. However, in her excitement, Beauty rushed ahead, only to meet someone on the road, a frail old lady. Or was it?
Hello, miss. Would you like some help?
Oh, you're too kind. Too kind, my dear. If you could help me retrieve my medicine from this bag, it would be ever so helpful.
Why, of course. I'd only be too happy to help.
Beauty reached into the bag of medicine, only to find it was not there. In its place, however, was something far more deadly. Up the road, a fairy godmothers came shouting
at Beauty
to warn her.
Oh, my finger! I pricked it on something sharp.
At last, my revenge is at hand. My dear princess, sleep. Sleep for 100 years.
The word spread across the kingdom that Beauty has fallen into a deep, deep, deep sleep. Prince Gorgeous vowed he would save Princess from the evil fairy liquid because...
It'd be good for my Insta stories, you know, get them numbers up, all right, yeah.
Anyway, he went into the direction of the castle.
Now to save the sleeping beauty, but first I require some hairspray. Where's that? Buddy!
Oh, my prince, your mirror.
Oh, the strand is out of place. I must always look perfect, you know this.
Do you want your lipstick?
No, it's gloss. It's lip gloss. I'm like metrosexual.
Yeah, and the rest.
Go on, get lost. Get to the chopper. The world's most beautiful princess is waiting and only my kiss can awaken her, won't you?
Is she not scared of cold sores?
Get out of it!
But Prince Gorgeous wasn't the only one looking for the shift.
Here, pal, help me bleeding way, will you? I'm on a mission to save Princess Beauty.
Stop the noise! So am I! Wait, are you even a prince?
Joke's on you, pal. Show me dad's king. Crisps.
It's ridiculous. Everybody knows Tato are the best.
Hey, mate, between me and you, right? Did you hear there's a 2-for-1 deal going down on fake tan down in Boots, but it's today only.
Oh my God, no way. I must go there immediately. I'm actually off to Marbs soon, you know, so no carbs for Marbs, and I need that golden glow. See you later. Thanks for that, pal.
As Gino gets closer to the castle, fairy liquid appears suddenly in a cloud of suds.
Not so fast, you.
You'll do nothing, fairy liquid. Have a look at where you're standing.
What?
You're standing on double yellows, missus. You're clamped.
No!
Yeah.
What was that terrible noise?
His stomach, I'm bleeding, starving.
Oh, God.
With nothing standing in his way, Gino made his way to the top of the spiral staircase to his princess in waiting.
Oh, missus, will you meet me, mate?
With that, Gino kisses the princess, and she woke from her slumber.
Good morning, beauty.
Have you been eating cheese and onion crisps?
Yeah, Tato crisps, but don't tell me that.
Okay.
And with that, Gino and the princess were married with a full Carvery banquet at Copperface Jack's. Maniac was their first dance!
Sound of the City. Cooper and Luke, 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast, live from Bewley's on Grafton Street. We just did our panto. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen back to that in the car. I love the little pricks reference.
We got to say...
pricked her finger, just in case.
A big thank you to Rory Cowan from the Olympia panto. Yeah. Colin Hughes from the Helix panto. Yeah. Johnny Ward from Coppers the Musical, which is coming back as well, isn't it?
That's unbelievable. I saw it. Our very own Carl Dawson.
Yes. He's from the Red Cow Panto.
And our own Sean as well. Sean Brown from the Red Cow as well. Unreal.
And Derek, who's doing sound as well. He's a panto sound genius.
Yeah, that's why thank we you sound so much. So nice.
And also Suze. Producer Suze.
It was Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, she
was awake now, though. Are you all enjoying your breakfast, yeah? Well, if you'd like to lodge a complaint, you can, because we're going to introduce the Managing Director of Bewley's. Welcome, Cole Campbell. Look at you, Cole.
How are you doing?
You look like a Ryanair hostess. Lovely looking man. How are you?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm good. You were responsible for all of this.
Well,
no, I'm joking.
I think there's a long line of people, as they say, standing on the shoulders of giants.
But, I mean, this is one of the most iconic places you can go in Dublin. I know my mother, of all the things I've ever done, she'd be most proud of me for this moment. You're in Bewley's!
Fantastic.
No, I
do say to people, the history of Bewley is the history of you and your family and friends and all the people who come in here.
But it closed. We forget it, don't we? 3 years, it was gone.
We were working behind the scenes.
And boy, did you do an amazing job. It's beautiful. What's the inspiration behind the actual decor? Because I've always... It's the kind of like tea room type of vibe.
Yeah.
Chinese tea room type of vibe, though. Why, though?
So, well, it comes from the reaction to the industrialization in Victorian times. And the idea is to have beauty for beauty's sake. So,
yeah, I know the feeling.
When we...
The panto's over.
It's all collagen. Solid.
So we found the wallpaper, for instance, we got delayed at a certain point, and one of the guys who was here on site somewhat over enthusiastically ripped down a wall, and we found the wallpaper behind it. Honest to goodness. So it's a Japanese design from the 1800s, and he says this is the real deal. He says, and do you know what, this guy up in Leitrim, he can make it using the Victorian wood block print.
So what was going on behind the wall with the nice wallpaper?
It was a bit damaged and tired.
It looks fab. But
that's the replication.
But it's not just coffees and buns. I mean, like we think when we think of Bewley's, there's also this incredible little stage here that we've just done the panto on. So there's loads in here. It's lovely.
And there's a cafe theatre upstairs as well.
What's a cafe theatre then?
So a cafe theatre is about 70 seats, and we do sometimes puppet shows for families, and sometimes then lunchtime theatre.
Cool.
I believe you've taken on the Lambert puppet theatre since they lost their premises, didn't you?
They have.
Did you?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that is brilliant. Give him a round of applause. That was another Dublin landmark, so it's incredible to see two people working together to keep both, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're not just here. I think they're around the country.
Yes. No, yeah, they're travelling around. That is fantastic. By the way, everybody's loving the food here. But how do you make your... Look at this, right? Right, look at this. How did you make a... what's that, Coop?
It's a croissant.
How did you make the croissant so big? What do you feed it?
So we have our own bakery here in-house. And so we make everything from scratch. Even what people call the jam. It's a compote, a fruit compote. And we make it here in-house.
Right.
Jam.
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 Jam is what they put into this. And nuclear atoms. It's brilliant.
Carl, thank you so much for having us host our panto here and our little Christmas breakfast party. It's been absolutely amazing. And I think everybody can agree that it's been brilliant so far. So a round of applause.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Carl and all the staff here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coming up in the next couple of minutes, we're going to hear from the De Laurentiis. They've got a brand new Christmas album, so we're going to get a live performance from them. And we're going to send somebody to London.
Here's Outkast, Hey Ya, on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Kygo, stay on 98FM, it's the Big Breakfast, and we are coming to you live from Bewley's on Grafton Street.
Yeah, we are, Coop.
Can I grab me microphone over here? Hello.
Oh, good. You're still very festive looking.
We're doing magic tricks over there.
What?
Yeah, there's a little girl who's after making 98FM out of slime.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and she taught me a magic trick.
What was the magic trick?
It's really difficult. I taught her one.
Did she...
Will I show you?
Did she take money off you?
Will I show you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I know it's radio, right? But you can do this at home. Here, actually, screw it. Everybody can do this, right? You ready in Bewley's, right? Come here, everybody, look at me. So, you sit down and you put your leg over your knee, right? Like this. Everyone do it. Come on, here we go. Now, just spin your foot around in a clockwise motion, okay? Everyone, that's easy, yeah? Now, get your left hand and spin that around in an anti-clockwise motion. You can't do it, can you? These are all broke. Now. Oh, you can do it. Yeah. Wait. You're a freak, Quay.
All freaks welcome, it's fine.
Yeah, no, I love the freaks. That's my ex-girlfriend.
So we've had a lot of fun so far. We've had our panto, we've had Ali Sherlock sing, so it's time to get some more performance, and I absolutely love these guys. It's the De Laurentiis are in the house, hello!
Yeah! He's raging you're not Maroon 5.
Yeah, I thought Maroon 5 were coming in today.
We told him that, so he'd pop
Maroon
in.
Maroon 3.
You have got a Christmas album.
Yes.
Yeah?
Strange, but fun.
I was going to say, was it like, were you out one night and went, man, we make one, lad. Let's do it. Come on, you only live once.
A little bit like that.
Because it's hard to do sometimes. Christmas album.
I suppose, bands take themselves very seriously a lot of the time. And we take ourselves even more seriously than most other bands do.
Oh, good.
But, so we decided to break from that, and that the best way to do it would be, to produce a Christmas song and to do it for Focus Ireland, all the proceeds from the sales of the EP. It's called Be Here Christmas Time, and all the proceeds are going to Focus Ireland, so particularly at this time of year.
Yes, definitely. 100%. That's fab. So what's the inspo, as they say?
What's the inspiration?
Yeah.
The inspo.
You know, they say the inspo, don't they? No, it's just me. All right, cool. What's the inspiration for the song then? Where did you go? Did you lock yourself away in a cabin in Dingle to write it?
Psychologically, yes.
Okay.
It's just about, I suppose, it's a time of year when, Christmas can be difficult, for some of us, but it's really just, it's kind of a lullaby for big people.
Oh.
And it's about kind of reaching out to others at Christmas, because I think that's kind of, that's, for me, that's what Christmas means now, is just sharing it with people that you love, and particularly if there's somebody who you haven't been nice to during the year, it's a good opportunity to kind of give somebody a call and say, hey, how's it going? Do you want to hang out?
Give him a nod, lads.
Yeah.
You cute.
Was there any moment when you were writing a Christmas song? I would imagine if I tried to write a Christmas song, all I would hear would be, don't want it up. I'd only hear that going around my head all the time. So how did you distance yourself from other Christmas songs?
They didn't. You're about to find out. It's the exact same.
Really?
It's literally the first line.
We may not have. This is it.
Yeah, we haven't heard it yet, Cooper. the song is Be Here Christmas Time. It is available to download. All proceeds from the sale, the EP, will be donated to Focus Ireland, which is incredible. Available to download on iTunes or Google Play. Would you give us now? Listen to it.
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to... What's going to happen here now? Am I going to end up getting emotional?
I don't know. Probably, I hope so. Yeah. I hope you're going to cry, but you may not.
Okay, hang on. I just got handed a tissue. Thank you for that. Right, go for it, lads. Here's the De Laurentiis. Give him a round of applause, but not too big. A small one. Yeah, see, because it's a sad song. Right, go for it.
Come stay with me tonight. I'll give you peace of mind. And if you get cold, I'll light far behind your tired eyes. Take off your heavy coat. Tell me tales of the wind and snow. Oh, we could just
that's fine with me. But if you want to forget all your winters past, there's no need to feel that you're all alone. You can hide away in a place that no one else knows, but I know. Through, and if you want to forget all your winters past, there's no need to feel that you're all alone. I'm still hoping that you'll say you'll change your mind and be here Christmas time.
Okay, it's De Laurentiis. All right, Luke.
It's very good.
I love the jingle bells. Where are they?
What?
Oh, they got jingle bells!
That was brilliant. Thank you so much for that. That's Be Here Christmas Time. We're going to hear from you guys in a couple of minutes as well with another song. But you have a few covers. That winter song is on the album as well.
Yeah, as well.
Was that in the John Lewis set?
I think it was.
Loves away. Nobody knows. Was, yeah? Okay, sorry.
Check your bank accounts and then you'll find out. Yeah. If it was
you guys formed in 2005. You split up for a little bit.
Very briefly, yeah.
Yeah, what happened there? Do you want to talk about it?
They just saw about it, Luke.
It might be a better idea,
it's
actually.
It's a nice thing over breakfast, you know.
Why did you get back together? That might be nicer. Feel like a relationship.
Well, like, De Laurentiis have been an independent band for pretty much 10 years. And that means, as well as writing the songs, you know, back in the day when people still bought CDs and stuff, we were pressing
putting them
in our cars, bringing them to the shops and everything. And I think just after a point, we just gotten a bit tired. And we just, like, having to do all the other things was kind of, putting a strain on us.
Defo, yeah.
But we got in the studio, we had a new album at the time that we were working on, and we decided, let's go in and make it. And we just were able to focus on music and why we do it. And we still love making music together after 10 years. So
love that.
Thankfully, we're still doing it. And we can only still do it if you guys want to hear us. So thank you.
So your sixth album, True Surrender, came out in springtime. But when you started it, you kind of scrapped and restarted again.
Oh, Jesus, it's a long story. But yeah.
Go on, we've all day.
Well, just basically, if you're going to release an album now, you know, with the way it is with Spotify and everything else, it has to be good. You have to mean it. You have to want it. You know, it has to be the best thing you've done. And so we wrote a load of songs and then we just moved on from them and we said, no, this we wanted to go in a more kind of a different direction. And the reaction to True Surrender has been amazing. You know, we played our biggest ever show in Dublin, biggest ever show in London, biggest ever show in Berlin, and we've European tour booked. The next gig is in Madrid. You know, it's
lovely weather,
so it's very exciting.
Yeah. That's bad. If you want to release an album now, it has to be good. Would someone tell that to Nathan Carter, maybe?
Stop. Luke O'Fralon.
Am I right?
Having the digs all morning.
Cool. But just in case you just tuned in, you're wondering, hey, what's going on? We're in Beauties, we're live, we're chatting to the De Laurentiis. There's a load of people here. Well, stuff from all the breakfast that I haven't touched. And the De Laurentiis have a new Christmas EP out, so all of the proceeds are going to go to Focus Ireland, which is incredible. Can we hear, what's the next song we want to hear? Your choice, lads, your choice. Well, we're switching guitars now, are we?
Well, we won't do it now, we'll do it in a couple.
Do you want to do
it? Yeah, let the lads grab a cup of coffee, if that's all right. Yeah, we'll get another one from De Laurentiis. So give De Laurentiis a big round of applause. You get another song from their Christmas EP, Be Here This Christmas Time, in the next few minutes. But on the way next, we got an actual Christmas classic as well, Wizard, on the way next on The Big Breakfast.
The Sound of the City, 98FM's Big Breakfast.
You have another Christmas song that you want to do for us here. Don't forget, all of the proceeds to the De Laurentiis Christmas EP goes to
Focus Ireland.
Focus Ireland.
You can get them on iTunes and Google Play, yeah?
That's right. What do you think? Is can anyone spare a cent or two for Focus Ireland? Yeah?
She can. She won €500 on 98FM's Greedy Guts. There you go. She's like, what? I'm broke. Stop. Rent is due.
Just bought it 500 times.
Yeah. And as well, lads, if you just want to share it as well online, that'd be great. You know, with all your Facebook and your Twitters and your things.
Yeah, we have all them. We literally bought them all.
Yeah.
So we're broke. Will you give us another song?
Yeah.
Perfect. Where are you going to go with?
Baby, Please Come Home. So we need a little bit of help, if that's okay.
Oh, cool. What do we do?
It'll be obvious.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry.
Sing and clap.
Sing and clap. Okay, I got it.
Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. Deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Go away, hold back these tears, but it's Christmas Day.
That has brought us neatly up to the end of the show.
No!
Oh no, it hasn't!
Oh, yes, it
has. Oh no, it hasn't! That's me. Maybe it has, we're not sure. Thank you so much for everybody for joining us this morning. The wonderful Panto cast from the likes of Rory Cowan, Colin Hughes, Johnny Ward, Carl Dalson, Sean Brown.
Yay! There you go. We also have to thank Derek on sound.
Or else you wouldn't be able to hear us. That's great.
We've got to thank Andy. We've got to thank all of our thunders here from 98FM. And Paul, our technician. Yep. And Peter, who's doing all the camera work.
Yeah. Don't forget all our amazing musicians, Ali Sherlock, De Laurentiis. And a massive, massive thanks. Because let's face it, we would be having this in St. Stephen's Green if they weren't here. It's the Beauties. Yeah. Like Beauties on Grafton Street. Thank you so much.
And also to producer Sue.
Sue! What a woman! Happy Christmas!
That's it, goodbye!
The Sound of the City. Cooper and Luke. 98FM's Big Breakfast.